Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you missed anything on the JJ and Joanne Show, catch up with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at 1043WOMC or WOMC.com.
I mean, I don't know really what to make of this story. It seems nutty and kooky to me, but new strategic guidelines for aggressive napping while in the Army. You do?
Look, I think they're saying that you can't guarantee good sleep at night, and you don't know when you're going to get that chance to sleep. So if you've got time... If you got time during the day, get a good nap and it'll optimize your performance.
A huge problem in the military is the mental fatigue of the soldiers. And so they're trying to combat this by integrating, like, you know how you ever, your power naps, you know what I'm saying? Like you lay down for like 10, 15, 20 minutes and boom, you're ready to go. And that's what they're trying to do here is to give them little micro power naps to make them more efficient. Soldiers.
Yeah, when they're away. First update to the manual in 8 years.
And we have the update.
Coming soon, as the U.S. military institutes sleeping in the afternoon as part of a healthy soldier's regimen, a classic film is getting a makeover.
What the hell was that?
Sir, it was a yawn, sir!
Full metal napping.
Do you need nappy time, Private Sleepyhead? Do you want your blankie so you can go nights?
Sir, yes, sir!
Why didn't you say so? Lay down and give me 20 minutes!
In today's military, the biggest enemy is lack of sleep.
This is my pillow! This is my gun!
This is for fighting! This is for fun!
Full metal napping.
I like you! You can come over to my house and nap with my sister!
Coming soon.
I love that movie.
I think that's what they have in mind. Yes. But,
classic. In real practice, though, can you imagine you're a soldier and you raise your hand to the drill sergeant and say, you know what, I'm not feeling it right now. I could use a little nap, sir. I'll be right back. It's not
cookies
gonna
and
fly.
Milk, please.
Yeah.
The Motor City is listening to JJ and Joanne Mornings, 104.3 WOMC.
So there we were, giving you the movie preview for Full Metal Napping in response to this interesting new report from the United States Army that suggests maybe napping should be a thing for soldiers, when all of a sudden the hotline rings and it's your dad.
Well, yeah. Hey, Dad.
Hi there. How are you?
We're good.
So we've been telling the world for the past 7 months that the entire world is listening to the JJ and Joanne Show, even the former host of this very show, Dick Burton.
I've heard of your ratings, and they are rather remarkable. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dick.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Welcome. And I've been listening, and you deserve every moment, every rating book.
I love it. Thank you. All right,
You're
so
welcome.
What's this? We were talking about napping in the Army. Did you do that?
Well, inadvertently. Done at Fort Bragg after a lot of Irish training, with the ROTC, naturally, and the 82nd Airborne, the 77th Special Forces. So we go out there one night, we went out many nights, and attacks and all that kind of stuff. So we went out on this one night at 4 in the morning. Got up at 4 in the morning, we had breakfast out in the field. So now we go out in the dark to attack the enemy played by the 77th Special Forces or the 82nd Airborne or both. Before we make the attack, the sergeant yells out, okay, everybody, take a break, go off the road. And so this is still in the dark. So I lay down like everybody else does in the woods there and just waiting to be called. About, I'm guessing, an hour later, whatever it was, all I know is the sunshine is up. It's a bright day all of a sudden, so it might have been longer than an hour and a half, whatever it was. And I hear a sergeant yelling my name. Purton, where are you? Where the heck are you? So, yes, sir, Sarge. I stand up. He said, well, did you have a nice nap? I said, I did, Sarge. I did. He said, well, I want you to know we attacked the hill and we won. So, congratulations. You guys were the winners of this event today, this morning, whatever the hell it was. And apparently, I was the only guy that didn't participate because I was asleep. And my fellow soldiers apparently decided, hey, he's lazy anyway, so why the hell wake him up?
Well, in today's world, you know what they call that, Dick? Strategic and aggressive napping. That's the terminology in the Army for it.
I heard you talking about it. Yes, yes. And you know what? There's a lot of truth to it. At least I got myself a pioneer in that field.
Yes, well.
A pioneer in radio and Army napping.
Exactly.
Really. It was unbelievable. Hey,
I guess I'd forgotten you were in the service, Dick. Did you retain any of the cooking knowledge you gained while you were there?
No. I do know how. I'm pretty good at SpaghettiOs, can of SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, that's about what he passed along to me, you guys. That's about it. That's all I got.
Yes. Yeah. I don't use the kind with the hot dog, the mini hot dogs in it, though, because that's too much fat. So, of course.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Well, thank you for calling, soldier.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Back to sleep now, Dad. Love you.
Okay, all right. No, I'm done. Okay, thanks, Dad.
JJ and Joanne, mornings, 104.3 WOMC.
And now for our presidential fact of the day.
America.
29 days till the election. 4 weeks from tomorrow, we'll all be heading to the polls, or some of us may be sending in our absentee ballots, however you like to do it. And we've taken this time, as we prepare for the vote, to take a look back on some moments of presidential history with you. So, barring any unusual circumstances, and God knows it's 2020, there could be
tons of unusual circumstances
still to come. But barring any of those, either Donald Trump or Joe Biden will be elected president on the night of November 3rd or shortly thereafter. If the winner is Biden, President Trump would begin his lame duck period, which will end, of course, the moment that Joe Biden takes the oath of office at the presidential inauguration.
Right. And you know that's usually in January, right? Since 1933, the lame duck period has been about 2 months long because the 20th Amendment to the United States Constitution set January 20th as inauguration day. But here's what's so interesting. It hasn't always been that way. I mentioned 1933. Before that time, the new presidents were not sworn in until March 4th, but Congress voted to move that date up 6 weeks because they felt that 4 months was just too long to be stuck with an outgoing president. So the last president to take the oath of office on March 4th was FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Isn't that interesting? I never knew that there was any other date besides the January 20th date.
Never knew that either.
But then again, I wasn't around for FDR.
Well, and so I never paid attention in social studies, so.
Oh, well, all right.
History wasn't your strong suit.
There's that. Now you know this fact in presidential history on the JJ and Joanne Show.
JJ and Joanne Mornings. Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
So, things up in the air became very murky on Friday with the announcement that our president had contracted the coronavirus, and they were concerned enough about his health that they choppered him off to Walter Reed Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland for observation and for treatment. But I enjoyed the description. Apparently, there's like a whole, I know it's not the Oval Office, but there's a whole suite of presidential trappings. They've got offices, they've got, they're all dialed in. So it was like being at the White House anyway. And he put out a video tweet. I didn't think he looked great. His eyes looked kind of funny to me. But then the tweet he put out yesterday, he looked much better. And they said he's responding to treatment very well. So well, in fact, that he got in the beast and did a little parade lap around the hospital.
Also, I think we're going to pay a little surprise to some of the great patriots that we have out on the street. And they've been out there for a long time, and they've got Trump flags, and they love our country. So I'm not telling anybody but you, but I'm about to make a little surprise visit.
And he did.
Yeah, he drove by and waved. I'm going to tell you, I think one of my favorite, or not favorite, but kind of jaw-dropping headlines of the morning, and I know this was a big news story yesterday. Twitter reminds users not to wish people dead. That's the world we live in today, though.
It's unbelievable.
Because you saw the reaction of people. I mean, you just, oh my gosh, it's a crazy times we live in. But the fact that they had, and they were removing tweets, were they not?
Yeah.
Those people who were wishing that, they were taking tweets down and banning accounts.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I mean, we're better than that. Come on. Yeah.
Yeah. Are we? Are we?
Yeah. I like to think I'm still holding on to a little sliver of hope here that we're better than that.
So Jim Carrey and Alec Baldwin do the debate. This sort of a replay of last Tuesday's debate. Pretty funny. We'll share that a little bit with you later. But we were imagining, and then this, what's going to happen for the next debate? It's supposed to be October 15th. When is his quarantine up, and will he be ready to debate? Will they even have a debate? We were imagining what the announcement from the White House might be like if they decided to actually cancel the debate.
This is a special announcement, live from the White House.
Thank you for coming. As a result of President Trump's recent revelation, we would like to announce that we will officially be canceling the next presidential debate. Please, if you could all calm down. This is important debate information. This could mean there won't even be a third debate. People, please!
Oh, my gosh.
Get up in the morning. JJ and Joanne, mornings, 104.3 WOMC.
As difficult as last week's debate was to watch, I was concerned when Saturday Night Live decided to redo the debate with character actors Jim Carrey and Alec Baldwin that we'd have to suffer through it again. But actually, it was funnier when you looked at it through the lens of Saturday Night Live. And they did a great, great job, I thought, with Carrey's look.
They did. Yeah.
And once you hear some of the clips, the sound of him, that he kind of nailed the speech of him. Here's one.
Mr. Vice President, your turn.
Here's the deal.
Can I respond to that, Chris?
Would you just shut up, man?
Mr. President, if you keep interrupting this debate, I'll do absolutely nothing about it.
Okay.
First of all, I think who played Chris Wallace? He was brilliant. I think just hearing that, I think he sounded a lot like him.
It was
that
a great
was
Chris Wallace.
Yeah,
it really was.
That's funny.
Let's hear some more.
Now look, here's the deal.
No, it's not.
Excuse me, please, could you just...
No, whatever you're going to say, no.
Mr. President, please let him speak. He let you speak, now let him speak.
But he's lying. I can't point out if he says a lie.
I said two words, you son of a no. Don't do it, Joe. It's exactly what he wants. Don't let your inner Whitey Bulger come out. Just flash them all that smile they taught you in anger management.
That was a lot of it had to do with whenever Trump was giving Biden any kind of response, and Biden was trying to calm himself down.
But Joe wears the biggest mask you've ever seen, and he's always standing like 200 feet away from people.
Look, man, I'm a nice guy, but if you give me any more guff tonight, I'll rip your face off like a mad chimp. I'll knock that thing off your head and burn it. Bury it in the pet cemetery where it came from. Stop it, Joe. Stop it. God, you can't lose your cool just because this joker's raising little monkey dust. The country's counting on you. And just stand here and look lucid.
You know, his voice, not seeing him, not watching him do it, just listening to it now, sounds great.
He does a great job. I agree.
And then, all right, finally, remember in the debate, every time Joe had a little message to send to the American people, he wouldn't address either Chris Wallace or Donald Trump. He would look right into the camera, dead staring right at us.
Mm-hmm.
They did the same thing on Saturday Night Live.
America, you can trust me because I believe in science. and karma. Now just imagine if science and karma could somehow team up to send us all a message about how dangerous this virus can be.
You guys, you know, they had to that point, though, they had to be freaking out a little bit when he was taken to the hospital with this on Saturday, thinking, oh, gosh, can we do this? Can we make jokes? Can we what? You know, how sick is he? Right?
That must have been a tough call, but they've been planning this whole thing for months, and it was the subject of their entire new season opener. They had to. No choice.
JJ and Joanne. 104.3 WOMC.
Okay, raise your hand if you've turned your furnace on for the season already.
I did.
On and then off. Mine's up. Yep.
Really? On
well,
and then
kind
off.
Of turn it on, take the little... Well, when you have days that get warm during the day but start so cold, I'll, like, turn it on for all a little bit, take the chill out of the air, and then turn it off.
Last week sometime, my house got down to 67. I said, that's it. I'm not doing this. Because, you know...
67, that's where I keep my house.
No, but you have to understand, Jason, I don't wear layers. I hate layers. I don't even wear underwear or undershirts or anything like that.
Do we have to go there again?
There's nothing better than wearing shorts with a hoodie. Like, I got my polo pullover on right now. I love wearing this with some shorts, like what I got on now. My favorite outfit. I love it.
Yeah.
Unbutton your shirt. You got a t-shirt underneath that or no?
I got a thin polo, like a golf polo.
I see
polo.
That. No, underneath that, I'm saying.
No, there's nothing underneath that.
Okay. Just curious who
you
are.
Just some patchy chest hair, that's all.
Does that keep you warm?
Barely.
It looks nice out. The sun is shining here. A good-looking day, but our high is only going to be hovering around 60, 61, 62, something like that. So, folks, it's time to break out the fall wardrobe.
It's a nice day for cardigans.
I don't know about cardigans, but...
It's a nice day for a light sweater.
Oh, yeah. A pullover. It's a nice
day for... cardigan.
Easy off, easy on with a cardigan.
Could wear a jacket or turtleneck.
That's what she said.
Too many layers and you'll break a sweat.
No layers here.
The perfect thing for autumn. Button-up sweaters are awesome. I'm really glad you bought one. It's a nice day for... cardigans. Come on, it's a nice day for a light sweater. Yeah, it's a nice day for cardigans. Ow!
Woo! I've got the four only thing, cardigans.
No four cardigans, please.
Without buttons, though.
Without buttons?
They're,
hold on.
I they're fantastic. It's just like a cardigan, but it's not without buttons. Easy on, easy off. Yep.
Never heard of anything like that. Only thing they're good for is tying around your waist.
The Motor City is listening to JJ and Joanne, 104.3 WOMC.
You know what, Joanne, after doing this for 7 months with you on Zoom video, and we have very close up because, you know, it's a big where your face is right in the middle, all right? So I've gotten accustomed to your facial expressions, and I could just see... how raised your eyebrows must have been on Friday when the Michigan Supreme Court struck down Whitmer's executive orders.
I there mean, it is since right now. The
I'm
end
looking
of
at
April.
It. I
know.
Looking at it now.
I think everybody, though, are you kidding me? Everyone went, what? And they said, so essentially the executive orders, there have been over 200 of them. Since the end of April, the Michigan Supreme Court says she was not able to do that. I mean, wasn't... legal for her
that
to
was
do it.
The argument that the House Republicans made to the Supreme Court, and it seemed pretty valid. I mean, it was fairly black and white that she gets one bite at the apple for, what was it, 60 days, I think it was. After that, she had to have approval from the House of Representatives in Michigan for it to go forward. And she said, screw that. They're not going to go along with me, so I'm going to extend the order.
Right. And she was basing it on another law that she believed gave her permission to do that. The Supreme Court's now saying, no, that's not the case. But the big question really now is, what does it mean about all the executive orders, from the masks to the, let's just take movie theaters. But there, I mean, imagine in movie theaters in Michigan, other ones are scheduled to open this Friday, October 9th. My question is, will they open earlier than that now? Because technically that executive order, even though the governor did say over the weekend, you probably all saw, that the orders are still good for 21 days. I'm not quite sure why
There's an argument against that, though.
Right.
Yep. There's an argument against that. I guess you take a whack at it. If I'm Paul Glantz at Imagine, open them up today.
Yeah, and I don't
know. Do your social distancing and the guidelines you put in place, but let's get them open. Let's get back to business, because I will tell you this, two things. Number one, from the box office this weekend, Tenet, again, the number one box office attraction with only 2.7 million in take. Hocus Pocus, 1.9.
No way.
The New Mutants, 1 million. Unhinged, only 870,000.
Hocus Pocus. Very tepid. I love
box
that
office.
Yeah. Well, yeah, people a lot. I mean, there are some states where movie theaters are not open. I believe 75% are open so far. And this is horrible, obviously, for the chains and how much money they've lost. Is it Regal, you guys? Didn't Regal just announce they're closing all their theaters?
Yeah, it was Cineworld is like the parent company, but Regal Cinemas are the ones that they said that they were closing.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. And then the hits keep on coming. The James Bond film delayed again.
Till April.
So first
April.
It was until next April. So it was supposed to be November. And here's, I was looking into why they say that they have, because obviously it's shot, it's edited, it's ready to go. But they decided to delay it, quote, in order to be seen by a worldwide theatrical audience. Oh, wow.
My goodness.
Yeah. Well, they're looking at the results of this box office from this weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, and previous weekends.
Right.
And it's not, there's no money to be made out there for them in this thing. And by the way, we will find out either today or tomorrow whether Regal Entertainment Group will actually close the theaters. They're making that decision, and they'll make the announcement either today or tomorrow.
Man. Tough times all the way around.
Yep, it's a different world out there, isn't it? You look at the number of restaurants that are closing, probably for good. New York City, they're saying, like, maybe as much as 50%.
50%, I know.
It's nauseating, it really is.
It is.
All because of COVID, right?
JJ and Joanne, 104.3 WOMC.
Today is October 5th, World Teachers Day. That's World Teachers Day. Now, if you all read your homework assignment, you'd already know that. Quiet in the back row.
JJ and Joanne Mornings, Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
You know, there's always been this thing about kids having hot teachers at school and it being a thing. I never had that experience as a kid growing up. None of my teachers were hot. They were all like grandmas. Every one of them. All the way
through. You realize, but hold on, JJ. You say they were grandmas, but do you realize if you were in like fourth grade, they were probably 30? Because that's what happened. We all thought our teachers were old. And when you look back now, you're like, wait a minute, that wasn't old.
In elementary school, I had a couple of teachers that were maybe in their 30s. But like JJ, my teachers were old ladies. And I'm talking like in their 60s, 70s when I was in fourth, fifth, sixth grade.
Yep.
Or men. Mr. Schaff was the only teacher that was like the teacher that all the other teachers liked.
I remember that. What about you, Joanne? Do you have any hot teachers when you were growing up in school?
Did I have any hot teachers?
Did you have the hots for any teachers?
No, I didn't have the hot for any. No, I did not.
Is it just a guy thing, Jason? Or I think girls swooned over some of their teachers.
Yeah, the girls, like when I was in high school and we had a substitute teacher that was like in his 20s or early 30s, all the girls were like, hey.
I'm like going back in my thing, especially thinking high school, because in elementary school, I mean, you're just little. You don't really have a crush on your teachers, right? I really don't recall ever having a crush on any of my teachers.
Me either.
Yeah, no. Certainly. Well, maybe in college, a grad assistant or two would pop in, but that would be about it. Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, this discussion for the simple fact that today is National Teachers Appreciation Day, and we want to salute you.
Teachers out there teaching on computer screens with their students all day on Zoom. Trying to help my kid with class, but I suck at math, hoping they could go back to school soon. I didn't know a single answer to the quiz. regular teacher to educate our kids. Ow! I'm a dad. I'm not a teacher. What a tough year we've had. So thank a teacher.
JJ and Joanne, hot for teacher.
We thank our teachers.
National Teachers Appreciation Day.
Stay connected 24/7 with JJ and Joanne on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. 104.3 WOMC.